And I'm back. Okay. All right. Let me just fix this. All right. Okay. This is a special edition of Binge and Rewind. Okay. Because I wanted to talk about the Ozarks. And y'all already know, Binge and Rewind is hosted by myself, E. Reed. Your favorite host, Lil Smile the Most. This is presented to you by Readality Radio. And you, where I talk about the shows and movies that I have watched or are currently watching, and I give a breakdown and, just give my opinion about it, my two cents on it, and also, give suggestions. And if those have, who come through the show and they want to give suggestions to me, then I definitely take heed to them. And, I may go ahead and check them out, and then I'll go ahead and review it. But Ozarks right here, this is a special edition because the final season 4 has completed. And it was bittersweet, okay? And if those who don't know, like, there is also a 30-minute special after the season is over that should pop up at the, like, just, towards the credits or whatever. And so when you get ready to watch it, I'm just saying, like, it's, man, I don't know. I think I have to give a lot of credit to Jason Bateman. I don't know. Just the way that they in the special, and they talked about the cast and the crew and how everybody was like a family and how they treated everyone. I just think that was beautiful, and I think it played a lot on screen. So it's amazing when there is a group of people that can come together and do something, be just as dynamic in front of the camera as well as behind the camera. So yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about Ozarks, because I feel like there's a lot going on. Okay. So, oh, and then also this is being recorded on stereo. So if you are listening to me on any other platform, make sure you download the stereo application. It's available on Android and iPhone. And make your profile. Make sure you go ahead and hit me up. My name is Eve Reed here on the platform. I'm the one with the purple hair and the Taurus crown. So yes. So make sure you tap in with me. All right. So anyway, all right. So Ozarks, final season 4. Okay, so it picks up where it left off from part one. Okay, so Ruth just got through seeing. Finding her cousin Wyatt, who was married to Darlene Snell. Okay, remember they got married that day. Well, they didn't get married that day. Was it that day that they got married? Okay, yes, it was that day. So they got married earlier that day, and then Javi came, and Javi ended up murdering Wyatt and Darlene. And so because Javi wanted to stop the Snells from intervening on the selling of the products or whatever, right? So anyway, what ends up happening is picks up where it leaves off with Ruth and everything, and then she finds out who Javi, she's going to find out who Javi is, so she goes on this search. And so we basically see Ruth like kind of like go on this search to be able to figure out who Javi is and go chase after him so she can go ahead and get, avenge her cousin's death. And it was just so sad because you start to see like it was that moment where Ruth just kind of like, that's it. You know what I mean? Like to walk in to see her cousin like that, and it was just heartbreaking. It really was. Because you can see she just kind of checked out. And even though she ended up bossing up, which she did, okay, so she does end up bossing up throughout the rest of the season. And she decides that she's going to take over and do a hostile takeover of the Belle Casino. So after she ends up getting money from Wyatt's death and Darlene's passing. Okay, after the murders, she ends up coming into some money, and then she also decides that she's gonna avenge, like I said, she's gonna avenge Wyatt. So what she does is she gets a hold, she follows them to Chicago because she finds out that what's her name, Wendy, lied when she called and said that she didn't know where Javi was and all this other kind of stuff, saying he was gonna be gone for 2 months or something. And so Ruth ends up finding out the truth. She goes to Chicago and she kind of like has a moment of hesitation. Well, a couple of times, right? That she was gonna go ahead and kill Javi. But then she ends up not doing it. And she ends up talking to Marty. Marty calls her because he sees her and he's like, "Are you crazy?" And he's like, "You know, why are you doing this? Like, this isn't you. You don't want to do anything like this." And so she just ends up telling him, like, "Well, I'm gonna do it anyway. Like, it doesn't even matter." And, you know, I'm just stupid. I failed. I'm a failure. And so she's like beating up on herself because she like couldn't protect Wyatt. And then all of this is happening and she's figuring out like who to blame. And so she's really just wants to go for the trigger man. So she goes, even though she's having these dreams where she like she had this one dream where she was gonna even kill the birds. You know what I'm saying? Because when you think about it, everything started falling apart once she met the birds, which is exactly what Marty ends up saying when he has a one-on-one conversation with Wendy at some point, you know, one of the scenes. But Ruth ends up following the birds and to dinner with Claire, and Claire is the one that is the pharmaceutical company that, you know, when Wendy didn't kind of like kind of bullied her way into, okay, into position of even working with these people. So Claire really at this point has no choice because her original product got, you know, kind of like a bird hostile takeover. You know what I'm saying? So, which is how Wendy did what she did. That's why I said she bullied her way in. So they're all having dinner or whatever after having a meeting with Javi earlier that day. And then Ruth shows up and she's like basically like giving him an ultimatum, like, you know what? You finna show me and tell me where he's at or whatever. And so she ends up doing that and they go back to the offices of Claire and Ruth is holding a gun to them and she's telling them, listen, you need to call him. You need to call him and get him over here right now. So Wendy calls and she gets Javi over there. Soon as Javi didn't even have a chance to really say anything once he walked into the office. Once he walked into the office, Ruth just popped him point blank. Like that was it. You know what I mean? No hesitation. And although it was a temporary good feeling, well, I don't even know if it was really a good feeling because she knew at that point that, you know, it was over. At some point, you know, it was gonna come back to her. Like she just killed somebody from the cartel family. You know what I'm saying? So especially someone as ruthless as Javi, because Javi was ruthless. He was really like a loose cannon. He was shooting everybody, like without hesitation, like when he shot the cop earlier in the season. Like he knocks on the door, the cop opens and like, oh my God. Anyway, so Ruth ends up shooting him. She realizes that, you know, it's at some point, but at least she's gonna go out with a bang. You feel me? So the money that she got from her cousin and Darlene, she actually put that to some use, and then she was able to get her way, finagle her way into getting her crime, I mean her crime, her criminal record expunged. So she got that taken care of. So now she's got a clean record, which will allow her to actually have ownership into owning the Bell Casino. Because when she tried to give Marty and Wendy an opportunity to do it a different way, right, which was bringing somebody else in from the past, so bringing her in, but it didn't work out that way, and they turned it down. And so then that's when Wendy thought she had a better plan and all this other kind of stuff, which didn't really go the well. It started to go the way that she wanted it to go, but then it kind of like fell off the tracks a little bit. But that's neither here nor there. I'll get to that point. But when it comes to finishing up with Ruth, okay, so she realizes all of that has been happening. She decides to go ahead and take advantage. She gets every, you know, she gets her record expunged. Then she starts to get ownership. She does a hostile takeover to gain ownership of the Bell Casino. And then she tells Marty that you can't no longer launder the money from the cartel through here because she wants to keep it clean. Because the lady who expunged her record, she promised her, the judge, she said, if you do this, I will do whatever it takes to keep it clean, you know? And I think it was in that moment, like after she killed Javi, maybe there was, you know, some type of, you know, permanent decision of if I'm gonna go out, I want to go out clean, which is different than every other family member, you know, outside of three, because now three is by himself. So that's sad. That's why I'm like, it's, they called it a Greek tragedy. That's the way they described it in the 30-minute special after the show is over. So I would have to agree. It is a Greek tragedy. You know, it's really sad when it comes to Ruth because she did end up making out clean, but then, and she did end up dying, but she died clean because, of course, it came back to her because Javi's mother is, you know, pops up in, and guess who Javi's mother is? It's the lady who plays on, or who played on Queen of South, who played the Queen Pin before the young Queen Pin stepped into play. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just, it was, oh, okay, let me slow down. So when it came to Ruth, they ended up having like this face to face. It wasn't even a showdown. Like Ruth already kind of knew. You know what I'm saying? And there was even a moment where one of the cartel's musclemen, he goes by the name of Nelson. So y'all remember Nelson? Nelson is the one that kind of took care of, well, didn't kind of, but did take care of Ben, you know? So Nelson is actually like sent out to, you know, force Ruth, and I can't remember the girl's name. I know she's from earlier episodes, but I can't remember what her storyline was for the life of me. I couldn't, even when I was watching it, like I couldn't remember, and it was bothering me. So I'm gonna have to, you know, at some point, you know, when I want to rewatch it again, and then I'll get to that. But the chick that Ruth had partnered up with to go into business to own up to own the Bell, the assassin, well, the muscle man, Nelson, he came after Ruth, and then Ruth went into the police station and she was talking to Officer Russ and, you know, spilling all the tea. Like she told him everything, everything. And then she, and I guess, like I said, all of this has happened after she kills Javi. So I feel like she was putting all her ducks in a row so that everything is out. You know what I mean? Because then she even tells Russ after she's spilling the tea, Ruth tells him, like, even if the DA comes to me or anything like that, I'm just going to tell him that you're crazy and I don't know what you're talking about. So Ruth ends up warning the chick because she knows that Nelson is coming because Nelson was just following Ruth. So one way or another, he's going to kill one of them. So he was about to come after her. She warns old girl. Old girl gets up on top of the rooftop of the barn and she, you know, she kills him. She kills Nelson. So now that's like the second person of the cartel that they have, you know, Ruth has killed or been a part of killing. So yeah, it was only a matter of time. So yes, Javi's mom, who was played by the, hold on. I know her name because I had it pulled up. So, and shout out to that because they have everybody listed who participated in this season. And I think that's just super dope. Shout out to Jason Bateman. Hold on, where is she? I just seen her. Hold on, I'm pulling it up. Oh, Veronica Falk. I think it's Falcone. I think that's how you say it. Veronica Falcone. So yeah, she plays Camilla, which is wait, what's his name? Wait, which is Omar's sister. So she plays Omar's sister, which is Javi's mom. And yeah, that's how she pops up because you know Javi ends up quote unquote missing. And so when it comes to transferring over to that, you know, Omar ends up, you know, he's still in prison. or whatever, and Wendy like does plays this like back and forth game with him about she can't get him out, she can't get him out, she can't get him out, she can't get him out. So now she gets to the point where she says she can't get him out and get him off this list so that he's like a, you know, kind of working with the FBI or whatever, and he's able to do whatever he's going to do. And Camilla is, they assume that Camilla is the one that put a hit out on Omar, right? They finally figure it out after Marty didn't already killed one of the right-hand men of Omar, because he just like, I don't know, he just did like, he just went into like drug lord mode for real though. And it's weird to see Marty in that role, you know what I'm saying? But he had to step into it because Wendy kept doing like on some okie doke type stuff. You feel me? She kept putting him in positions where he had to make like these drastic decisions. So when Camilla comes into play, right? Camilla puts a bug in Marty's ear about the hit that was taken out on, or the attempted hit that was taken out on Omar was put into play by his right hand man. Right, but the only thing that his right-hand man actually did, which I actually believe, you know what I'm saying, which they end up finding out was the truth anyway, was he was altering the books, you know what I'm saying? He was just like skimming money off top because he felt like he should have been next in play instead of Javi, you know. And so he just like, you know, he was doing what a lot of people might do in that position, you know what I'm saying? So he ends up paying for it with his life or whatever, and Marty ends up having him killed. And then after some other stuff that goes on, which is why you gotta finish watching it if you haven't finished watching it, some other stuff goes on to where they end up realizing that Camilla is the one that put out the hit on Omar that got him into a coma and in the hospital because she wanted to take over. So then Camilla ends up getting offered by the birds to play the position because Wendy then tried to put something into play where Omar will go get out of the American prison, go to get transferred to the Mexican prison, and during the transfer, get murdered, right? And then, and with Camilla, they'll be able to have her in her pocket, like have them in her pocket or something like that. So the plan ends up backfiring at some point. I'm not going to tell you how, but the plan ends up backfiring. And now they're like kind of scrounging around on what they're going to get ready to do. Okay. And what's this is where it kind of ties in, which is why I started with Ruth. So with Camilla, when she actually talks to Omar, because at some point Omar says to her that he's the one and that killed Javi. He's the one that put the hit out on Javi. He takes blame for it, right? Because he wanted to know who he could trust because he didn't know who put the hit out on his life. So he decided to entrust that information to Camilla, right? And Camilla calls Marty because Marty said that it was old boy. And he's like, no, you know, agreed that it was Omar or whatever. And so that's when, I'm sorry. No, that's not what I meant. Sorry, squirrel moment. Okay. So, sorry, I seen something. I'm sorry, I'm at the park. So forgive me about that, okay? I seen something and threw me completely off. Okay. So Omar has the one-on-one with Camilla, tells her that, you know, I'm not the one that put the hit out on Javi, so it wasn't me. And then she ends up calling Marty. Marty ends up, you know, continuing on with the lie. So now she knows that Marty is lying. So when it comes time for the gala, because the gala is still in preparation over there, because, you know, Wendy done put together this nonprofit organization and she's trying to get into the political ring and have all of these, you know, political heads in her pocket to do this foundation or whatever that she is based off of Ben that she had killed, because y'all already know what's going on with that. So I don't need to get into that. So the gala is still in preparation. So all of this is happening. So when the gala finally happens, all the players are at the gala, right? Everybody who's supposed to be there is there. And Camilla walks up on Claire and the birds, and they're talking, talking, talking. And Camilla basically turns to Claire and she's like, if you know anything about what happened to my son and you don't tell me now, then I'm gonna. She said she was finna slice her. Basically, she was finna slice her from her kitty cat to her chin. You know what I'm saying? She was just finna slice that wide open. And she said, so it's better that you tell me now and you get my forgiveness this one time. So there's like this really like weird, awkward ass pause, and the looks between Marty and Wendy, like, you know, they got to do the poker face. You feel me? Because all three of them were there when Ruth shot Harvey. I mean, Harvey, Javi. So next thing you know, there go Claire. She spilled all the tea. She says Ruth's name. She says Ruth Langmore. Ruth had just got through doing a scene with Jonah and Charlotte up at the bar. And you just know, like, oh, this finna be it. But then you think, like, oh, they gonna do it at the party, though? Like, what's gonna happen? And sure enough, Ruth wants to leave the party early. So she's at the bar and she tells the bartender, like, yeah, I'm gonna get ready to go before they start making the speeches. And that's when, you know, she gets ran up on by Camilla. And they have this dialogue, and she te like Ruth goes out though. Like, I ain't gonna tell you like she go out weak, 'cause she don't. You know what I'm saying? She does have tears in her eyes 'cause she know what's happening. But at the same time, she had already been having these visions of being with her family again, of everybody that died throughout the series. Because when you think about it, and Marty says it to Wendy, like, she lost everybody. She lost all of her family members. Like, that's it. After Wyatt died, it was her and three. And now three don't have nobody. I mean, he's going to be wealthy, yeah, but he doesn't have any family now. So she was already envisioning, like, being with, you know, Wyatt and, you know, even her uncle and her dad, you know. And when Camilla is pointing that gun at her and you see Ruth just carry out this scene, like, the only way Ruth could carry out a scene, son, Ruth went out like Ruth should have went out. You know, so it was one, it was only fair, it was poetic justice, you know, one. But then two, she ends up telling Camilla, because Camilla kind of hesitated, and she says, like, she like basically cusses her out and was like, is you gonna do it? Like, if you gonna do it, do it. And then next thing you know, like, it's a bullet to the heart. So. And she was so pretty in her little gown. It was like, yeah. And I think it was a nice touch aesthetic wise to have not only her clean up her record and to die clean, but to also have her be in a white dress where it looked very angel-like. You know what I mean? Like, y'all just gotta watch it and see what I'm talking about, because it was very like poetic. I have to say, that's why I say poetic justice, because it was really pretty. That's why I said it was bittersweet for Ruth, you know, in my opinion. But yeah, so that's what ends up happening or whatnot. And then y'all remember the FBI agent, right? So she ends up coming back into play because she ends up partnering up with that cop that lost his job, and now he done got on the case and got hired on by Wendy Daddy to investigate what happened to Ben. And Wendy Daddy done popped up and with his little church group, and we thinking that he really done turned over a new leaf. Come to find out, he really still a full-blown alcoholic. He just a hidden alcoholic, behind closed doors. Duh, because I just said hidden. I was redundant. My bad. So he ends up popping up And even to the point where he goes so far to make Wendy feel like crap, which now we understand why Wendy is the way Wendy is, and why Wendy be treating Marty the way she be treating Marty, and why she treats her kids the way she treats her kids. They humanized Wendy. And although she's still my least favorite character, I mean, I like Javi more than I like her. That says a lot. And all I'm saying is that Wendy is just, I mean, she's one of those, she really is like a product of her environment, you know? And they humanized her some, but it still didn't make me feel like I could feel bad for her. And I don't know if that's what they meant to make you feel like, but that's what I felt like when it came to Wendy. Because they really did try to humanize her. And even to the point where they had her go check herself into mental health facility. Okay. Mental health facility. And because she just couldn't take it because her father went so far to hurt her and embarrass her because of what he found out about Ben. He wanted to take her kids. And you know how Wendy feels about her kids and how protective and a mama bear she is about her kids. So that broke her. Like everything stopped. When they went to court, and because the kids are the ages that they are now, they are able to make their own decisions according to the court, and the kids decided that they wanted to go with their grandfather. Until, oh my goodness, until Ruth got put into a situation, because since, what's her name? Wendy decided to check herself in and everything stopped. That put more pressure on Marty. And because it put more pressure on Marty, he didn't have any choice but to go to Ruth and like give her an ultimatum. Like, either you go find some kind of way to make her daddy give up those kids and give them back, or I'm gonna tell Camilla that you're the one that killed Javi. And so Ruth does what she does, and she finds a way to not have to kill Wendy's dad, even though Wendy's dad is an asshole. Like, and he really is. He really, really is. Y'all just gotta see what he tell. Y'all gotta hear what he says to Wendy at the courthouse, though. Cause when I tell you he broke Wendy, he broke her. I have never seen Wendy in all these seasons be that vulnerable in any scene. And in that scene, even when she got caught by her husband cheating, I never, never seen her act like that. Laura Linney played that role. I ain't gonna hold you. Laura Linney did that. She played a hell of a Wendy. She made it her own for real. And to see her in that state, in that scene with her dad, in front of her kids, in front of her kids, her husband, and Ruth, to see her do that and just look like that in front of her dad, and her dad just respond the way that he did. It just made more sense why she does what she does. And I was like, damn, that's cold. And so Ruth had no problem after seeing that. And I think that other in that encounter that she had with him one random night when she caught him throwing away all the hidden liquor bottles that he had in his box in his room. And he was stupid drunk, okay? He started talking mad shit to Ruth and talking about how his son Ben likes brunettes like him, and he didn't like blondes because blondes are stupid and liars and stuff like that. And of course, like, what is, you know? And so Ruth ends up just walking away. She don't engage, you know what I'm saying? 'Cause she got stuff to do. You feel me? So she doesn't engage, she walks off. So she ends up getting the opportunity to make it seem like she was gonna be cool with, Wendy Daddy or whatever. And she doesn't kill Wendy's dad, but she does make him tell the truth in front of his grandkids so they can make the right decision. I'll tell you that. I put it like that. And she does a very, very good job of convincing him to to do that. So it's worth watching that scene too. And then the kids go and visit their mom. And this is why I say they also try to humanize Wendy. Because when the kids go and visit Wendy up at the mental hospital, the mental facility, whatever you guys want to call it, however you want to describe it. But when they go up there to talk to her, she actually starts to tell the truth and is very honest in the scene in, you know, why she's been doing what she's doing. And then she wanted to make sure that she didn't want Ruth to feel like, and Ruth wasn't there, by the way, but she wanted her kids to know that she doesn't blame Ruth for what happened to Ben. She blames herself for what happened to Ben because she already knew how Ben was, but she wanted to keep Ben there. And then she says, no, that's not even true. I did it to punish your dad. That's scandalous, bruh. Wendy is a beast. That's why I don't like Wendy. Like, even in that moment where she knew what the truth was, she still lied and then said, no, I'm lying. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, she can't help herself. So, I don't know. It just, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. That I think that's why she's like just my least favorite character out of everybody that's been on that show. But okay, so let me see. Where should I spin off from there? Oh, I was talking about the cop. So let me go back to the cop. So with the cop, he ends up getting obsessed with, you know, the cookie jar, the goat cookie jar that Ruth had gotten, you know, for Ben's ashes and stuff like that. So he kept seeing it and he got curious about it. And even though he does all of this work to find all of these pieces to the puzzle, and he knows that the birds have everything to do with something, with what happened to what was her name? Joan. I think her name was Joan, the lawyer chick that got, you know, that was working for the cartel at first. And you know, he also, like, he even goes to visit the husband. And remember, the daughter was approached by Charlotte earlier in the season, and Charlotte threatened her and said that if you say anything, like, we'll come for you. And you know, she the girl took that to heart because when the cop came to talk to her daddy and she walked in on the conversation and the cop was offering information, but he needed the permission from the dad, the girl walked in and was like, nah, we don't need to know nothing. It's gonna be more dangerous if we know anything. Nope. Daddy, forget that. Forget that. So she convinces her daddy not to continue the conversation forward. And so, you know, that was that. So what I can say about this season, this, you know, this second half, and the way that they tied up all loose ends. There's no ends that are loose. You know what I mean? Like, it just everything, they covered everything. And I feel like I'm so appreciative as a viewer. I appreciate that. You know what I mean? I really, really do. I appreciate that as a viewer. So, but anyway, wait, hold on. Because I think it's about to get super loud for a second. So, all right. So, where was I? Oh my goodness, I forgot where I was. Do, 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 do. See, I had a squirrel moment. I don't even know if anybody's in here because I'm not looking at my phone. Anyway, I could tell me where I left off at. Do, 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 do. I know I was talking about the cop. Yes, I was talking about the cop. So the cop ends up leaving the apartment of Joan's husband, and when he ends up getting his hands on this cookie jar, when he gets to the way he gets it is he sees Ruth pass it on to Ben because that was when Ben and Charlotte were gonna leave with Wendy's dad, and so he was wondering why, you know, there's a cookie jar with no cookies in it. Because then at one point, he also sees it at the hotel when he's checking out of the hotel. Because he feels defeated at this point that he can't really, like, he doesn't have any connecting evidence to the birds. He just has, like, these just pieces. You know what I'm saying? And he feels defeated. So he ends up checking out of the hotel, but he sees the cookie jar. So at the gala, while the gala is going on and everything, he ends up breaking into the bird's house and he takes the cookie jar. And he confronts the birds. And the birds come out of their house, you know, Marty and Wendy at first come out. And they're, you know, saying, what is it that you want? What's your price? You can have whatever you want, blah, 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 blah. Because it was, the gala was very successful. Very, very, everything Wendy wanted and put into play, even it, when everything was falling apart at the very last minute, politically, I'm just saying, she pulled that off and it went off without a hitch and it was a very good night. So other than the fact of what they knew was getting ready to happen to Ruth, because, you know, they got threatened by Camilla and Camilla told them, like, you better not gesture anything over there or anything like that. So even though they knew that was going to happen, you know, they end up getting confronted by the guy. They tried to buy him off. He doesn't want any money or anything like that. He wants a conviction, basically. Like, he just wants them to go down. You know what I'm saying? And he wants the credit for it. And that's when the children come out. And the children have the final say. So I just put it like that. I ain't gonna tell you how they had a final say, but they had a final say. So it really ends up becoming a family affair to how the birds are going to move forward. Everybody is now on the same page, which has been a long time coming. You know what I mean? So I don't know. The way that they ended the season, I think, was very good. I think it was well written. They did an excellent job. And y'all just really got to watch that 30-minute special that's at the end of the at the end of the series, because it really goes into detail and it shows the dynamic of everything that we all saw on screen and how everybody was, you know, really enjoyed working with one another, you know. So, yeah, but it's good. It was worth it. There's 7 episodes, and I will say this, it is, you know, Ozark is kind of like background noise. Like, you can watch it and not necessarily be actually watching it. You can listen to it because we all know who the players are at this point. However, I feel like just for I don't know, just for entertainment value, just actually watch it versus like multitasking while it's on, you know, because it's worth it, especially, you know, at the very beginning when they show the O for Ozark, and then they have the four pictures in there. I don't know if anybody did the same thing that me and my cousins would do when we would have watch parties. Okay, we would do Ozark watch parties, and we would guess what each one meant. You know what I'm saying? Like some type of Pictionary type game. Did y'all do that? Did anybody do that? Let me know. But yeah, I think it's definitely worth the watch. And if you have not watched Ozarks, okay, it's only 4 seasons. All right. It's only 4 seasons. And look, I'll make it even easier for you to make a decision. Hold on a second. Let me pull this up. Let me pull this up. There we go. Okay, so let's see. Season 1 has 10 episodes. 2. So that's 2 is 10. That's 20. Okay, then. That's 30. Okay, so you have 3 seasons with 10 episodes, and the final season got 14, which is why they split it up with 7 and 7. So that makes sense because they did the same thing with Money Heist. Money Heist had 10 episodes and they split it up. Yeah. I don't know. Netflix is getting good for that. I don't know why they're doing that. I mean, I kind of know why they're doing it, but it's, I don't know. Maybe they're just doing that with final seasons. Maybe that's what it is. They're just doing that with final seasons. But I will say this, it's definitely worth the watch. Make sure you check out Ozarks on Netflix. And that's my review and my get down. It was worth it. Everything was worth it. I can say this, out of the very many seasons, I mean series finales that I've seen of shows, especially from these streaming networks, okay, that was even better than the series finale of what's that? Game of Thrones, man. And I love me some Game of Thrones. You feel me? I love Game of Thrones, but that was even better than Game of Thrones. You know what I'm saying? And there were only four seasons. Game of Thrones was what? I don't know. Eight? Am I wrong? Or was there more than that? I don't know. But all I know is that it was better. Screw that. And everybody got what they deserved. You know what I mean? Like, everybody got what they deserved. You feel me? Because if I had to compare, like, a loose cannon, Cersei and Javi, okay? Javi got what he deserved. Feel me? Not only did he get what he deserved, but he got it from the person who was supposed to give it to him. So there's that. It wasn't like on no accident or anything. It was like face to face, like point blank. That's it. I gotta respect that in some kind of odd, weird way. I don't know. I do know. I appreciated it. I appreciate the storytelling of it. And I think that was fair. I think that was equal fair justice. Which I mean that in the fictional sense, not non-fictional sense. You know what I'm saying? But fictional as far as characters, yes. I feel like that was fair. You know, I think that was very fair. 'Cause who else would have did it? And so to see Ruth emerge the way she emerged and came out, I feel like everybody won that was supposed to win. 'Cause Ruth did end up winning, even though she lost her life, but she still won, if you really think about it. She still won. And the birds almost got close to losing, but they still won. You know? So yeah. And then everybody who really didn't kind of matter. I mean, well, they mattered, but they were like, it's very, small supportive role, like cameo kind of a thing. You know, they played their position. So there wasn't really much left to like close up and close out, like with the FBI agent, old girl. Like she got what she got. She got the position that she wanted. You know what I'm saying? She able to do what she do. And she won't ever see, the cop again, but that's neither here nor there. That don't matter. But yeah, so make sure y'all check out Ozarks. But that's all I got. I'll be back with the regular binge and rewind and the shows that I'm gonna go over for the regular Tuesday show. I do that every Tuesday and Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. on the East Coast. And yeah, I'll check y'all out in a minute. I'm finna get up out of here. And yeah. Thank you. Bye. Oh, what up, brother? What up, Hennessy? What up, Johnny with the smooth back? What's up? Y'all was in here listening to me ramble. I appreciate that. Thank you. I'll be back in like 15 minutes. Okay. Later, y'all.